Rock 955, Loggy here. This is blowing my mind, I'm going to be honest with you, because I have been a fan of Hanson for a very long time, and I think back to primary school and how obsessed I was with this band, and now in front of my face I'm chatting to Taylor from the band Hanson. Mate, I'm sorry to fangirl all over you, but this is pretty special for me. This is very special. Welcome to the show.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm flattered and very nice to talk to you.
I guess the thing was, when I was growing up and M-bop was just everywhere, and I mean, it still is. When you put on a 90s mix, that's one of the top 10 songs that's coming out of the 90s. Everyone loved it, and people still love it today. And it was like Beatles pandemonium fame. I mean, you guys, everyone was obsessed with you. What was that like? Because you were so young as well. You were just young yourself.
Well, I mean, it was extraordinary, and it was to some degree strange, because you don't really possess that. It's just, it's happening, and you kind of admire it. You're sort of in awe of it. And, you know, we grew up, our heroes were legends, the legends, not just kind of the people of the moment. Like we heard soul music, early Motown records, early rock and roll. And so I think our bar of ourselves was set pretty high. Like we felt like there was this lineage of kind of great pop music and rock and roll music, and we wanted to jump in there. So I think we felt very much kind of in our purpose. Like it was like, yeah, this is it. This is the dream. This is incredible. But you never felt like it was yours. Never felt like, man, I'm pretty great. No. But we love music, and you know, it's been 25 years since we met a lot of people, like since that first record. And I think surviving through the seasons of highs and lows and ups and downs, it just goes back to that same thing. Like I love creating things. I love the feeling of making something that I'm excited about. And then I love experiencing what power that has to, like, when people get to connect with a song, they make it their own. Like it truly is like you no longer own it. Like it's somebody else's too, you know?
So. Well, there's so many memories that I have of listening to your music, and, you know, I even had, you know, your Christmas songs on CD single and all this type of stuff, and the memories that it takes you straight back into that time of your life. Although I'm pretty embarrassed to say this, when M-bop first came out and was huge, my little brain saw the title of the song and I was like, how do they say MMMMMBOP? I didn't realize it was I thought it was MMMMMBOP. And that is very embarrassing for me to say to you right now, but I feel that I have to be honest. Has anyone ever thought the song was MMMMMBOP? Ever?
You were not the first.
Okay.
You were not the first.
Good.
You're clear. You're off the hook. But I think, you know, it goes back to the singing. I mean, if you sing it, you go, of course, it's M-bop. you know, people, I think one of the things, it's not always missed, but one of the things that's missed, overlooked, is we were listening to doo-wop and early rock and roll.
Yeah.
And so that song is really, it came as this like what a vocal part would be if you grabbed like the Four Seasons, or if you grabbed the Temptations, or you grabbed these early, you'd sing, if you're keeping time and you're singing something. And what's sort of secretly amazing about how that song has fit into our world is, you know, it was kind of top of the charts in countries all over the planet at the same time. And I never really thought about it in advance, but it truly is universal. Like it's exactly the same in every language. Right. And it's nobody's language. So that chorus, it's not like, now let me do the Spanish version. You know, it's like, there's just one version of that chorus. So that's kind of,
it is cool. We are chatting to you because of the Red, Green, Blue World Tour, and you've got new music. You're coming to Australia. I mean, this is so exciting to see that you guys not only have survived as siblings and working so closely together, but that you're bringing out brand new music to the masses. This is cool.
Yeah, I mean, we've never stopped, but we've had certainly some gaps of things. Last tour we did was, I mean, amazing. We were so blown away. We put together a tour with symphonies. We were played in all over Australia. We played the Opera House, That was incredible. But with this album, we are hitting, 30 years as a band. We've got a new album. We thought, well, this is different. The record is broken up into three parts, Red, Green, and Blue. Each of the three of us kind of took the lead on a third of the album. So there's a kind of sense of just, you know what Hanson is. There's a sense of what we are. Let's break it apart. Let's do it differently. But it all comes back to, honestly, we're just really excited to have a kind of a milestone and to be able to be back on tour. I mean, everybody's so hungry to get back together after the last couple of years.
And is the rider still the same from when you were on tour, those 25 years ago? A little bit different now. Are we talking cups of tea more than maybe packet juices? I don't know. What's the rider looking like for Hanson?
We were never great. We didn't eat very well early on. I think it's better minus the fact that there's a lot more alcohol on the list.
Yeah.
And now there's a lot of craft beer on the list because we got really into craft beer. We have a little craft beer business. We started a beer company back in 2013. So yeah, I mean, there's definitely more alcohol. Besides that, probably less sugar.
Yep.
And otherwise it's, it's not that different. Not that different. We're trying to save our calories for the beer, really.
Yeah. Nice. Well, see, Tom, the guy that I do the show with, as well as the other guy, Lingy, Tom is a massive beer nut, and he drinks craft beer. And I always say that the beer that he drinks tastes like you've poured it through grandma's handbag and, come out the bottom, it tastes real potpourri style. Is that the kind of beer? What are you going? Because I'm more of a straight-up lager chick, I don't know. What's your type of beer? What does it taste like?
Well, I like it all. I mean, I've really grown to love the simple pilsners and lagers and like Belgian ales and stuff. But I love IPAs. I love dark beer. I mean, we make a porter, which is very much like, it tastes like it kind of like a brewed ashtray, but I like it. And it's delicious. Like chocolate mixed with coffee mixed with, old man tears.
Yes. Now you're talking.
So I mean, I think one of the cool things we realized about craft beer, I mean, our whole generation, was kind of getting into it, reclaiming good beer, especially in the U.S. Like, there was just a lot of crap, and now there's all this unbelievable beer all over the place. I think the idea of it being local, the idea of it having a story, the idea of, like, reimagining it, doing different things with it, I love that, and I love that there's community. We started a beer festival back in 2014, you realize, oh my God, the craft beer community is so much like the independent music community. Like these breweries they have fan bases and they have their ideas and they're kind of funky, and some of them are really traditional and some are weird and some are completely like just offensive and some are very, it's absurd. And I love that about it. I think it's a really cool thing. And I think a lot of it is pretty amazing. And there's tons of great craft beer across Australia.
Okay, where we are down the Surf Coast in the Ballerine, we have so much good beer here, so much good breweries. How about when you come down to the Forum in November, make your way down the Great Ocean Road, chuck the surfboard on the car, right? We'll go for a surf, we'll have some beers. It'll be a great time.
Oh, I'm so in. I'm a terrible surfer, but I have surfed in my past, and it's fantastic too.
All right, we'll just put the other boys out. We'll just have some beers, and the other boys can go for a surf. How does that sound?
Yeah.
Perfect.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, can't wait to see it. Hey, I've got to let you go. I could chat to you all day, Taylor. It's been magic having a chat to you. Honestly, the little Lauren Loggy inside is just screaming and trying to keep it together. But tickets for the Red, Green, Blue 2022 tour, it's hard to say, go on sale Thursday, 12 noon. We're going to play some Hanson right now. Taylor, been a pleasure. Good luck, and I'll see you when you come to Australia. We'll have a couple of beers together, all right?
That sounds fantastic. All right, cheers.